Uwe goes without saying you're disappointed with the result, but give us your thoughts on the performance.
That's a good question. The performance, good that you asked me the question. I saw a side in the first half I have not seen so far for my team. Unfortunately, there was the contrast between the first seven games and there was the eighth game for us, yeah? Is that right? Was massive in the first half. Second half was much better. In the end, I think they deserve to win, I have to say that, and we move on. Coming in tomorrow and watching the first half and see and asking why we had performed on that level.
What aspects of that first half performance were you particularly upset about?
I was particularly upset about a few things, but that I will see tomorrow when we're watching all together, watching the first half.
It's unusual to see your side, second best so far this season. We've seen lots of positive things.
Yeah, exactly, and that we should not forget. And we should sit down and take all the emotions out of the occasion and analysing that game in a professional manner. And we coaches will do that and the players will help us tomorrow.
And, you know, knee-jerk reactions, Uwe, are not what you'd usually get in football, and this is just one of those games, isn't it? You want to put it behind, move on, and have a look at...
I think we have a good month ahead of us. There will be lots of opportunities, and I was so surprised that we started the game like we did. And I saw it a little bit coming because my coaches told me how the warm-up was. And I think when the warm-up is not like it should be, we do take that into the games, and that it happened today.
We're talking about the intensity of the work that went on in that warm-up.
Yes.
And just talk about team selection then. Victor Nerinol comes in. Jimmy Ryan, we thought was going to be fit. That's not the case then.
I thought he was fit, but obviously he still felt a little bit. And in the end, he could have played, but it would have been a risk going forward. And I wasn't prepared to take that risk at that stage of the season.
You gave Victor the chance ahead of Egert Jonsson. What was your thought process there?
I think they have a very energetic midfield. If we expected Allen, I don't know why he didn't play it, and they have a lot of tempo in that midfield. And Victor did a job for us before in that position, and we needed speed in midfield, and this is why we went for Victor.
One of the marks of the performances that your team have put in has been the tempo that you've played at. You've moved the ball around really quickly and got a high tempo. And it seemed like you started sluggish today, and it's difficult to raise that tempo then, isn't it?
No, you saw it exactly like I saw it, and that started in the warm-up, and unfortunately, we took that into the game.
Were you tempted to use Hunter?
I think I needed to set an example. I think the standard we've shown in the first half was not acceptable for us coaches, was not acceptable for the players and for our supporters. And I think corner was on yellow already and struggled. I could have made eight different substitutions, but I needed to make two substitutions to set the signal to get us back into the game. And I think that it worked because the second half was much better. I think there was not really a chance, but I scored the second half, so we should have dealt better with that cross.
And Michael Duckworth's come on, he's done well in the past and did well again.
Yeah, both substitution did well, and they helped us. They helped us to come back into the game.
And it was a tactical then, Conor McLaughlin taking off as a tactical change, not because he was carrying any sort of injury.
Not only tactical, no.